Wowzers. So, I see nothing but wonderful, smiling, happy faces out here in Boomland. I'm kidding. I don't like this update simply because, and it's been made mention, and I've heard so many this morning. I'm trying to remember who said it. I think it was Joe, about, and then I can't think of her name. Long brown hair picture. She said that she's not going to listen to it. This radio, the channels, because, you know, you can do that on your radio. If I want to listen to radio, and I've said it several times before, I will listen to my local radio station because it includes my local weather. It includes my local news, emergencies that I need to be aware of in my area. I'm sorry. I don't care what's going on in the rest of the world. I hate to even say the whole thing with Syria doesn't, it affects me, but not directly, immediately affects me. You know what I mean? So I'm not going to listen. It is difficult to navigate, to get used to, inconvenient. And like I've said before, and I've done on my blog, there are so many other audio platforms out there. The only thing that this particular platform has is a close group of individuals who have befriended each other. It's a sense of community, togetherness. An individual can feel connected, that they belong. This now breaks that up, I think. It kind of, it has a, like if you drop something into a water and it's got that ripple effect, sure, the inner circle, you know, is still intact, but the circles, you know, the ripples start getting wider and wider. And depending on where you're at in the community, you know, that's kind of, I hope I explained it right. But it just, it kind of, and the thing too that bugs me more than anything is when I don't want the featured person on there, because when I open up the app, I don't want to have it play automatically, because I might be in a place, an environment that noise is not allowed, or that I might disturb. I am considerate. I don't want to disturb people in a doctor's office, you know, in the waiting room, by clicking on it. I used to go through and scroll through and go, oh, okay, yeah, that sounds interesting. I want to hear what, you know, so-and-so has to say. Plug in the earphones and then listen. But I don't want to put the earphones on and then not find anything. To me, I want the option of shutting it off. There were a couple other things that individual have said, and I do agree. It's great. I was concerned that the in-app commenting had been booted out, and I'm glad that Joe did discover how to do that. Thank you for keeping that in. The direct messaging, I don't know how to do it from, when I first opened up, you can click on the profile where, and then it open. I forgot how you got to it, but where you end up following them, because I got a new follower this morning, And then when you click on their profile, you can send them a DM from there. But I can't remember how I got there. It's definitely going to take a while for, I think, individuals to get used to it. The first thing that it reminded me of was the Kindle Fire that I won last week, where when you first start it, it tells you, you know, swipe to the left for this, swipe down for this, and swipe up for the. And I was like, what? The first thing that I thought of was the VI community. Would there, is it going to read what it says? You know, swipe to the left, whatever, whatever. And then I was thinking, how inconvenient and how, you know, bummer. Because I would, if I was, I'm visually impaired without my glasses, so, but I'm not, blind per se. I was thinking, God, I would, how do you see that? You know, that was the first thing I thought of. And then the second thing I thought of was, it is cool. The colors and everything. And then the second thing was, cause I was in bed and I always, you know, I sleep with my phone. I'm sorry. And those that know me very close know that I refer to myself as an iPhone slut. But anyway, scrolling through, it went to the automatic featured person and started playing their stuff and everybody's sleeping. I'm like, ah! Because I wasn't prepared for that. I hadn't been, and the other thing I was thought of is this is just in time for October. To me, that's really inconvenient for those that are participating and trying to, you know, it's difficult enough trying to find everything and, you know, spread it during, through word of mouth. And, now this, and the other thing was, it's very updated, to, I don't know, other apps, I guess. The other thing I thought of too was I haven't been using Audio this recording platform, this social media, this network. I haven't been using it regularly like I used to. I used to use it, you know, every day and sometimes five times a day. And now it's, you know, I've noticed there's weeks that go by before I do audio. And it just might be even lesser amount of time that I use this. So, like I said, there are so many other apps out there for Android and for iOS. And I'm pretty much all over. So that's probably what I'll do for a while. Just kind of float. Like I've always done in the past. There you have it. My thoughts. My opinions. And you know what they say about thoughts and opinions. They're just like noses. Everyone has one. Later-ness people.